Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning,
everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, coming to you live this morning on this Halloween week. Well, and it may be, let's say it's Sunday here in the States. If you're on Australia, it might already be Monday. But then again, you'll probably be sleeping at this time because I think it's like the middle of the night there. And like my friend Joanne Carberry, who often jumps on when it's in the middle of the night in Australia, so we can chat when she sees me on Facebook or things like that. So what are we doing today? Today we are doing readings, live readings all morning. And because in the spirit of Halloween, Samhain, I can never say that right. And also Day of the Dead, All Souls Day, different cultures celebrate the dear departed ones during this week. And you know what, it's really interesting where I had just recently watched the Disney movie Coco, which I'd wanted to see for a long time, and then I forgot about it. And then one night when I was doing gold treatments, which can be kind of boring, I decided to put a movie on while I was working on the gold treatments. And so I put on Coco, and it was like the best movie ever. And it's all about the Day of the Dead, and this little kid crosses to the other side by mistake, and then they're like freaking out on the other side because there's this live kid on the other side where all the dead people are. And he's got to get back to the other side before like midnight or something on the Day of the Dead. Otherwise, he'll become dead. And it was such a cute movie and really, really, really explained sort of like what I can share with you to be true on the other side, in a sense that our loved ones do want to be remembered, and it's not so much that you have to have a picture of them up for them to be able to cross through, but it's a nice thing to remember our relatives who have passed, because without them you wouldn't be here. Really, at least your parents and your grandparents, no matter how difficult those relationships were for you, you wouldn't be here without them. So it's kind of an important thing that you, honor them, even if you have the most difficult relationship with them. I had a pretty difficult relationship with my mother. She was really terrible. She was more than terrible. She was manic depressive and wasn't aware of it at that time. Cause I was born in the '60s and that's starting to sound so old. But I was born in the '60s and my mom had 5 kids in 12 years and a couple of miscarriages. It was a lot, but anyway, in those days people were still having a lot of kids. And, but she was manic depressive and we didn't know it. But out of all the kids, I really took the worst end of it. Although my brothers got it the worst end from my dad, I got it the worst from my mother. And, but it was constant with my mother because my dad, wasn't, home a lot. He worked a lot. He was in the military. And then on weekends, he worked at my mother's parents' farm and junkyard. My mother was a stay-at-home mom, and I was the one that sort of got the brunt of it. And I think I've said on the show before that it was my last year around this time. I was at an event. I took a whole bunch of my students to an event with that Colette Baron Reed was at, and she brought my mother through. And my mother, my family never comes through. But my mother came through, and she came through to ask for forgiveness. And in that moment, I said, I can't do it. And afterwards, I had a private conversation with Colette, because I've studied with Colette for 15 years or more now. Neither one of us can remember how long it's been. And, you know, and now we, you know, we really at a point where, even though I still study with her, you know, I've worked with her on stage now, which is absolutely fabulous, at a big event in Austin, Texas, at her Oracle Palooza. So anyway, it's a tricky thing, right? And it's an important thing, though, that we make peace with our past and that we make peace with our loved ones, because if we don't, then we're the ones who have no peace, right? It's not so much them. And sometimes, although, you know, I've never really had anybody come through who said they were at unpeace on the other side. They come through with regrets, but they don't come through saying that they are they're unpeaceful over there. Oh, it's 11:11. Everybody make a wish. That's the gateway to the other side, the doorway to the other side. Take a deep breath in and make a wish. I love 11, I love seeing that, right? That's the synchronistic moment, because I don't always see it, and I just happened to glance up over at my little clock here, and there it is. So pretty darn cool. I'm trying to figure out at the same time, my Facebook Live seems to have gone away. I don't know why, but anyway, there we go there. And so I've been doing Facebook Live and being on the radio in conjunction. And let's see, I'm just going to type in here. So to let people know over there that I'm doing readings over here. I wish there was a way to connect them. So anyway, so I know there's a bunch of you already on the line, and I'm sure you're excited because I'm excited, because I don't always take readings every week. And, oh, my Facebook just quit. That's weird. Because I don't always do readings every week, although I generally do them at the end of the show. But I rarely do a whole show of readings. So I'm sure you guys are really excited to have the opportunity to be on here doing readings with me. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of instruction now. Those callers who are on the line, when I pick up your call, I'll say, "Hi, this is Cynthia. You're on the air live with me. What's your name and where are you from?" So tell me what your name is and where are you from. And I'd like you to have one specific question. You know, if you call in saying, "Can you tell me about my life?" or, you know, "What's happening?" a general reading, it's too broad. And that's a whole, like, hour session. So you know, I won't be answering calls like that. So be sure that you have a specific topic or question, and then I will take specifics, but not really broad questions like, "What do you see for my life?" That's just too broad. It's too long for the radio, and even actually when people have appointments with me, you know, the thing is, like, when you go to a reader and you say, "Tell me about my life, tell me what you see about my life, what's my future hold?" When we're looking at that moment, and I use this analogy all the time, It's like you pull up to a stoplight, you stop, you look around, you see Dunkin' Donuts, you see, you know, kids standing on the corner, and then the light turns green, and green, you go, right? So as soon as you take off, that Dunkin' Donuts is quickly behind you and those kids on the corner, and then you're looking at a whole different scene. And that's how our lives work as well. So we can look through the window to the other side. We can, and when I say we, I mean we as in professional intuitives and psychics, card readers, you know, same sort of thing. And, you know, there are very many different skill levels of people in this business, just like people that are carpenters or mechanics or, you know, every profession has very different skill levels. And so does psychic work. And so, you know, I'm just giving you guys a little bit of sort of etiquette's probably not the right word, but more like psychic. This is assistance for you all, okay? Because there's good ways to get readings and information, and then there's ways where you give up your power. So you never want to give up your power to someone, a reader, or you know, an intuitive, or even counselors, or anything like that. You want to always be in your power, and you want to be sure that the people that you're working with work in a safe manner, first of all, but who are always studying and learning, because people who don't continue to learn and stay fresh, then they tend to get stale and sort of stuck in their old ways, because there's always new things out there, and I love to learn about science and you know, all those sort of things, because it's all relevant to the spirit world, and science is proving, like, you know, things in the spirit world now that psychics and people like me have said for a long time. And even the Dalai Lama says that science is now proving things that the Buddhists have been saying for thousands of years, that, you know, we're all connected, and they found that energy matrix. NASA, I think it was a couple of years ago now. So, hey, people are jumping on Facebook Live. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Lori. Good morning. Good morning, Michael. So I'm doing live readings on Blog Talk Radio this morning. Good morning, Cindy Fala. And so if you guys want to call in for a live reading, you can call in. The guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. Again, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. I will not be answering questions on the Facebook chat this morning because my call queue is completely full on the Blog Talk Radio show. But good morning, Lisa by Grace. So if you guys want a reading, then call into the radio show. Good morning, Cheryl. So again, the guest call-in number, Blog Talk, is 516-595-8267. Good morning, Holly Rose. Oh my goodness, everybody's jumping on here. Exciting. So we're talking about how to get a good reading. And we talked earlier about, you know, this being the time of the year when the veil is the thinnest and our loved ones who have passed can, you know, they can come through anytime. But it's easier for the, say, mortal person, for them to come through this time of year. Still sleepy, Holly Rose. Yeah, you're on West Coast time. I would be sleepy too. Good morning, Paula. Oh my goodness, so many people are hopping on Facebook there. So this time of year, it's easier for your dead relatives to come through than it is any other time of the year. I just need to take a drink of water here. I started drinking out of mason jars because they have measurements on them, so I know how much water I'm drinking. Good morning, Catherine Turner. Cool. All right, so I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to start taking callers, and you guys at Facebook can hang out with me. You can chat with each other. But I won't be able to answer questions in the chat on Facebook this morning because my queue on Blog Talk is absolutely full. From, oh, Cheryl, from Gina's classmate. I've been talking a lot about Gina the last couple of weeks, and I actually just came across some great pictures of her. Gina was a very, very good friend who we lost a couple of years ago now. The guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. Happy you're here with me too, Lori Dunbar, for the first time. Yay. Love you. Oh, thank you. I love you too. I love all you guys. All right, I'm going to go to call. Thank you, Paula Levesque, my hairstylist. She is awesome. She makes me look great. And I don't know if you guys can see, like, on Facebook there. You can't see it on the Blog Talk, obviously. See all the fall pretty colors? So it looks like the leaves on the trees. Isn't that neat? She rescues me all the time when I do something funky to my hair and then it comes out bad. So I have made a vow that I'm not going to touch my hair anymore. So Paula doesn't have to keep bailing me out. And she could just make me look great all the time. Okay, so the first call that I'm going to go to is area code 256. And the last four digits are 2574. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia Fontaine. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Kimberly, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you this morning?
I'm great. What about yourself?
I am awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So what's your question? How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I have been searching for new employment, mm-hmm. and it's been 4 months. And I'm just wondering, what can I do to manifest it quickly?
Oh, that's a great question, Kimberly. So there's an exercise that you can actually do I haven't thought about this exercise actually in quite a long time. I sometimes teach this in my workshop, but you're going to want to get a green pen and in the green ink, you're going to want to start, actually, before you do the green ink, just use a regular pen, because you're going to want to start making a list, and you're going to write down the middle of the paper, you're going to put a line, and on one side of the paper, you're going to put everything about what would the perfect job look like to you, and then on the other side of the paper, you're going to put what you don't want in a job, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to take everything on the side that you don't want, and you're going to transpose that into a positive statement. And when you have those all in a positive manner, then you're going to rewrite the list in green ink. And you can do it just that once and put it on an altar if you have a special place, you can put it away, or to help speed up the process, you'll keep that copy, the master copy, and then you mm-hmm. write it by hand. You can't make photocopies every mm-hmm. day for 30 days with the green pen. It has to be the green ink, and you burn it. And if you're burning things, obviously you want to do it in a safe manner, outside or in a fire pit or a fireplace or something like that. And you just, as you're doing that, you just trust that it's going up into the ethers, and that universal help is there for you to help bring it to you. So when I say, something that you want to transpose from a dislike or don't want to positive. So say, for example, I don't want to drive more than 20 minutes. You've got, mm-hmm. instead of that on your final copy, you're going to say, I would like to drive less than 20 minutes. So it's really important that it's all positive statements mm-hmm. on your final paper, okay?
Okay.
And that's a great way to manifest, a certain job. And you want to be specific, and you can do this, you can also do this with romance. And if you want to manifest a partner, then you do it in red ink. And so, because I feel like, are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because I feel like that's, because they want to talk about relationship also. And I'm like, well, let me just make sure that she's not already with somebody. But, so they're talking about a man. And I feel like that, the job and the man, the job comes first, and then the man comes later. So
okay.
Focus on the job now. And again, so you want to get really specific as you can be. So what your pay would look like, what would the office be like, the more specifics you can put in, the better it is. The key to that, however, okay. Even though you're being specific, once you put it on paper and you're doing the ritual, you have to let it go and then not be attached to the specifics or the outcome or how fast it comes. And then you
okay.
just say, you know, just trust that spirit brings you the perfect opportunity. Okay.
Okay.
And was it June when you finished up the last job, around June?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so they're showing me June, and it's been, I feel like you're getting a little, you know, sort of depressed about it. And
yes.
So what do you do for work?
I was a public school teacher for 15 years, and I had to let it go. I couldn't do it anymore. So
okay.
Now I'm looking for a different type of job.
Okay. So, and were you doing middle to higher grade kids?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And you know, I feel like you like the kids, but the kids were tough.
It was more of the administration than the kids, to be honest.
Okay. So, you know, but I feel like you really love kids, and that, and you're a super great role model for kids and inspirational. Have you ever thought about coaching?
Yes, ma'am. You hit the nail on the head.
Okay, because they're showing me coach written all over you. And you know, doing inspirational sort of things, right? I have a friend and colleague, Michael J. Chase, who's with Hay House. He's a best-selling author, and he was a really famous photographer in his area, super, super amazing photographer. And he gave it all up to I forget what the heck he calls it now, but he does these bullying programs, non-bullying programs for schools. And
oh, wow.
It's really great. And he's on a mission. So look him up. And oh my God. So,
what's
and,
his name again?
Michael J. Chase.
Okay.
You'll find you. All you have to do is Google him. He'll come right up. And so, you know, something like that. And then I feel like, are you also into fashion?
I love fashion, yes.
Okay. So, because I feel like that sort of can be part of it with the girls, where you can be like, help these girls with self-esteem, with their fashion, with their, how they feel about themselves. And getting ready for the world. It's an element that, you know, they're not taught in school. And so many kids, you know, don't have families that sort of focus on those kind of things, getting our kids ready to be out in the world and about confidence, self-confidence and self-esteem. And I feel like that you would really, really shine and do super well in that area. And
okay.
So you want to, you know, really see what you can find for coaching programs. Do you feel like that you need some kind of document or certification to do that?
I would like to, because I like learning.
Okay. Yeah. So But you learn fast and you put things into action fast, and you have your teaching degree, you know, already.
Right.
And so I don't know what the laws are in Georgia, but you know, when you're coaching, there's no, I don't know that in any state there's any laws that you have to have any kind of certification. You can't call yourself a, you know, a therapist or psychologist or anything like that, but
right.
You could call it, they're saying it's something like the empowerment girls coach or the empowered, it's something to that effect. I really feel like you could do really well and it could take off.
Okay.
But in the meantime, so you want to sort of look at people who, you know, the beautiful thing about this day and age with the internet is you can find all kinds of things. Oh, the SWAT Institute. Thank you, Lisa by Grace. So my good friend and colleague, Lisa by Grace, just reminded me about the SWAT Institute. And the SWAT Institute is Crystal Andrus, and she's in Canada, but everything's online. So it's really great. And she's got an amazing coaching program. So that's something that you could look into. And then in the meantime, you want to start thinking about, what would your colors look like and really what the name. But it's something about like empowered girls or empowering girls or something like that. And then and in the meantime, and are you collecting? Because I see money coming in.
Am I collecting?
Are you getting like unemployment or something?
No, I was denied unemployment.
Did you go back for an appeal?
No.
So I don't know what the timeline is in your state, but you can appeal, but you only have so many days to do that. So check into that, because I see money coming in. So I don't know if you're outside that window, but I would check in your state to see what the window is and if you can do an appeal, because I feel like if you're in that window you would win the appeal, and then I do see money coming in somehow. And you don't have any other sources of income right now?
I have a VA check that I get every month, $250.
Oh, VA check. Okay, because I'm okay. Yeah. Maybe that's what I'm seeing, but I would still check, because I see money coming in. I would still check to see if you're inside that appeal window, okay?
Okay.
And if you are, I would appeal it. And then, you know, if not, the VA check is, you know, the good. All right, I'm glad that you have the money coming in, because I feel like, you know, you've got food to eat and you're okay that way.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm living off my savings, but it's dwindling.
Right. I understand. I totally understand. So, you know, you don't have to wait for a certification to start. You start brainstorming. And do you have one or two girlfriends that you can feel confident you could talk to about this sort of thing?
Not really. I have family. I really don't have any
family. All right. So, because I'm seeing, and it looks like they're close to you though. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you want to talk to them and say, hey, look, you know, this is what I'd really like to do. Can you help me? I want to bounce some names off of you. I want to see what you think with that. And, you know, but if you feel really strongly, if a name hits you or something, just take it. And you can get, you can set up a website so easy on Weebly.com or Wix or Square. There's so many free websites you can do. All you need is a landing page. And then that's all you need to start. And you can do Facebook Lives, right? And just start talking about empowering girls and women. And I, you know, you're a natural.
Thank you.
Oh, my friend Babette says you can call her. She'll be happy to talk with you.
Oh, what's her number?
Well, I can't give that to you over the air.
Oh, yeah.
But what you can do is you can go on my Facebook page and search her for her and my friends.
Okay.
And then you can send her a message.
And what's her name?
It's Babette Nerzig.
Okay.
All right. And thanks, Babette. That's awesome. All right. And all right. So I hope that helped. And I feel really excited for this. And I really feel like it's not only going to give you a lot of supercharge and energy, but you're going to be helping so many young girls and women and again, more focus on young girls than women. But I feel like that some of the moms will start coming along as well, you know. So you can even start like with small groups or giving talks in the library, you know, things like that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So it looks like it's going to be maybe about 6 months before things really start rolling, but you just make a goal to do one thing every day towards getting this going.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I hope that helped. And then let me know, you know, how's it going?
I will. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. You too. Thank you. All right. Oh, that was fun. I love that. You know, empowering our girls is so important. And they don't learn that in school. And families often don't teach their children how to be empowered women because, you know, most of us didn't grow up in families where our families taught us to be empowered women. And it's something that many of us have learned or are learning later in life because it's nobody's fault. It's just that we didn't grow up in that sort of generation or time. It wasn't the mindset. And so I just want to pop over on Facebook. Oh my gosh, so many people are here and saying hi. Hi, Tony Barillo. So happy to see you. Arlene, Tiffany, Christine, Christina, who else is here? Michelle, Jerry, Shirley, Shelley, Emma, Jan, Marlene, oh my goodness, Kelly, Mary Jo, Stephanie, Sarah Lee, Christine, Sharon, wow, Valerie, oh wow, so cool. There's so many people hanging out with me this morning. I love it. This is totally, totally awesome. Oh, and all the hearts I'm getting. Ah, I love you guys. This is so much fun. I love what I do. And I didn't always say I loved this work. I actually didn't want to do this work, if you can believe that. Okay, so I'm going back to the phone lines. And this number is 585. And the last four digits, 6920. Let's see. There we go. Hi, caller. This is Cynthia Fontaine. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Cynthia. My name is Jean. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Jean. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm blessed.
I'm glad to hear that. What can I do for you this morning?
What I'm calling about is for you to take a look at my finances.
Okay. And what specifically, what area of your finances would you like me to focus on?
Business.
Okay. I'm seeing some investments. Would that be like a 401k or would that be investment in the business?
In business.
Okay. And are you thinking about, are you sort of at the point where you're not sure if you want to move ahead and put more money into it?
No, I want to move ahead.
You want to move ahead. Okay, because I see expansion. And what is the business?
Group homes.
Group homes. Okay. And do you have two now?
No, I don't.
Okay, because I'm seeing two. How many do you have now?
I don't have any. That's what I'm planning on doing.
Okay. So I'm seeing two group homes. And I feel like if you have a well-organized business plan, that I believe it looks like that you will get some assistance and some funding. Have you been to the Small Business Administration?
No, I have not yet.
Okay. So they will help you with a business plan, and they have programs that they can point you to that specifically help women entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And it looks like a lot of red tape, a lot of sort of state inspections and certifications and all that sort of stuff. But I feel like that you're very qualified to move forward and into this arena. And do you have a degree in therapy or teaching or something like that?
I have a lot of experience working with yes.
Okay, because they're showing
adults.
But they're showing me that, in other words, that you've got the credentials to support being able to go into this type of work. And they're showing me two different homes, two different buildings. And then it looks like that one comes, and then it seems like the other one is never going to happen. And then all of a sudden, boom, there it is. Okay. So you're going to want to go to the Small Business Administration. They will help you set up a business plan. I don't know if it's free in every state. I think it is. And they'll help you set up a business plan, and then they will know where to send you for financing and things like that. And you can get financing. You can get financing through them, but they can help you set up a whole business plan. Now, have you? I feel like that you've got a chunk of money already put away for this. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Great. And so it's like they're saying, you know, it's there. Now it's putting all your ducks in a row, lining it all up. And do you already have an eye on a building?
I do, but I think it might have gotten sold or withdrawn from sale.
Okay, that's okay. You know, just know that because I'm seeing an eye on a building, so that there will be a building available for you.
Okay.
And, you know, if something isn't meant for you, it'll go past you. If it's meant to be, it will not go past you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so know that. But I do see, I have my eye on a building. I see the building. So don't worry. And actually, the real estate market is starting to come down. So it might work out in your favor.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because I did find the perfect location.
Yeah, yeah. So you say this or something better?
Yes.
Okay. This or something better. And you just keep putting it out to Spirit, and then let Spirit bring it to you in the form that is perfect.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great. Okay.
And it looks like by next June, you're in good shape.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope that helps.
It does. It really does. And I appreciate your help.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in and taking time out of your Sunday to be here.
Thank you and bless you.
Thank you. Bless you too. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Have a... Thank you. Oh, this is so much fun. Oh, my God. And there's so many of my friends over here on Facebook Live. I can't keep up. Steve Zantilli, Maria, Sharon, Eloise. Oh, my gosh, from the other side in Europe, over in England. Hi, so good to see you. Deborah, Souza, where are you? I know Souza's like in, I don't know, Italy or something. Marlene, Eric, Sylvia, oh, wow, everybody's hopping on. Even my cousin is here. This is so much fun. Are you guys having fun? I hope you are. So before I forget, because it always seems like I run out of time on the air and then I forget to tell you guys how to find me when I'm off of Blog Talk Radio. And so simple. My website is just my name, CynthiaFontaine.com. And all my, you know, you look up at the top of the tabs and my social media connections are all on there. So you can even click and like my Facebook page from there and Twitter and all that stuff. And Facebook is Cynthia Fontaine, Psychic Medium, or the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. And so if you haven't liked my Facebook page, yeah, I know, Marlene from Savers, totally know it's you. Yeah, I think about you all the time. You do great work in the world, by the way. So it's funny, I'm in conjunction on Facebook Live at the same time. So it's great because I love it. So many of my friends and clients jump on the Facebook Live. It's really fun. So you can find, again, my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. You can book private sessions with me. Doesn't matter where in the world you are. And when you look at the menu to book a session, it's a flat price no matter what you choose. So if you choose a reading, coaching, past life regression, if you choose a healing, it's all the same price. If you choose a gold treatment, it's all the same price. So that makes it really easy. And we do everything over the internet, the computer. We do a Zoom call. I send you the recording. And if you don't have access to that, then we can use the phone. No problem. All right. So I'm going back to the phone lines. And this is area code 210. And the last four digits are 5616. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Pearl from Alabama.
Pearl?
Yes.
Well, good morning, Pearl. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. So you were talking about empowering women. So
yeah.
I have Thanksgiving coming up, and my husband's family side is always a challenge for me. So I was going to see what you picked up around and what you would advise me and how I could handle his my sister-in-law's in a positive manner.
Okay. So, well, you know, of course, we can't change other people's behaviors.
Right.
All we can do is change how we are interacting with them. I see you as a professional woman, really high standards in ethics, but also very kind. And that's a little bit out of the sister-in-law's sort of spectrum. And in a sense, does that make sense to you?
Particularly one of them.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to be gracious here. So first thing you can do you meditate at all?
I try. I it's better for me to focus on a tree than it is to focus on a candle. So I try.
So you know, it's so interesting because it's so funny. I've worked with thousands and thousands of people at this point, and so many people say, I can't meditate. And then they'll come to one of my classes or do my classes online, the thing is, they'll be, I don't have any guides. Do I have any guides? I can't meet a guide. And it's so much fun to see their faces when they go, oh my God, I meditated, or I met my guide. I met a guide. We all have 12 guides, by the way, that we come in with. So I'm going to suggest that focusing on a tree is fine. It's totally great. You do what works for you. And the trick with meditation is it's not making your mind go blank. It's the space between the thoughts. And so you can follow your breath, right? So as your mind starts, the thoughts come in. Then you just say, I'm breathing in. And now I'm breathing out. And you can even use this when they're all there, right? You don't even have to know. They don't even have to know you're doing it. When you're breathing in, you just smile and you're breathing in and you say, I'm breathing in your mind. I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out all the negativity. All right. I'm breathing out everything that doesn't belong to me. And then you want to try to make a practice of not taking things personally. And sometimes it can be helpful if you just listen to people without responding. Right. And know that as terrible as people are, they're even more terrible within themselves, and they just deflect it off to other people. It's not personal to you. I feel like that this one particular sister-in-law is like that in her life in general. Does that make sense?
A little bit, but I feel what she's going to do, but I can't verbalize it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. So
she's vindictive.
Yeah, so you're clairsentient or empathic. And so you want to surround yourself with a lot of positivity. You can put yourself in a bubble of white light, you know, all those things help. And try to just go about your day, you can avoid her as much as you can. Obviously you can't completely, but, just trust that this year might be a little bit different because you're going to be different and you're different than you were last year. Okay. And are you reading, since last the holidays, have you gotten into some really positive, reading book, books with, I don't know, but I'm seeing books.
What kind of books?
I'm seeing books, it would be things like, it's not Robert Holden, but, Hay House.
Oh,
like,
I know who you're talking about. So when I really need to redirect myself,
yes.
I will read this one book that I've had since in my actually early 20s. It's by Norman Vincent Peale called The Power of Positive Thinking.
Yes, The Power. Oh, my God. I started sort of with that book decades ago when I had actually taken a parenting class when my youngest was 6 months old. And I realized through that parenting class one day when my family had all gathered at my grandmother's house, and I sat back and I just observed and watched the whole family. And I realized in that moment at that cookout that my family is a long line of critical people, critical parenting. And I said, the buck stops here. And then I started a search. And Norman Vincent Peale was one of the first books that I came across. And I read that book over and over again. And that was really sort of my journey that opened up a whole world of different thinking because my family didn't live in that realm. So go back to that. Another book I'm going to recommend is Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements. And you just want to keep saying in your head, don't take it personally, don't take it personally, don't take it personally, right? And just let it bounce off of you. So your bubble, right, is like it's like a rubber being in a rubber crystal ball, and anything she throws at you just bounces right off.
Okay, yeah. And that the other part of this question is there's the other. It's like one's light and one's dark. So there's that the other sister-in-law we really like and I enjoy, but she kind of follows the so the light around the younger sister-in-law is wonderful, but the older sister-in-law is complaining so much to the younger one, it's affecting our relationship with her. So do you have any recommendations on how to deal with the younger sister-in-law?
I'm sorry, did you say that you're not having a relationship with her now? I missed that.
The younger one is easy to be around and the relationship flows, but now that older sister-in-law is unhappy, it's affecting the relationship with the younger one to where it's obvious.
Between the two of you or between the two of them?
The two of us.
Okay. So, you just want to, as much as you can, have her aside and let her know just how much that you do care about her. And then if she needs anything, she can reach out. Okay. I feel like it's going to be, bumpy for a little while. I don't feel like the younger one's going to stay in it forever. She feels like she kind of has to stick with the sister. But I really feel like that the younger one does like you a lot and that she feels that she could come to you if she has a problem where she can't go to her own sister. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so don't worry about it too much. Just try to focus on, the food. Keep your light strong and shining, and just don't let her through your bubble.
I'll do that. So I'll apply the positive thinking to both sister-in-laws.
Right, right. And when we apply positive thinking, some people get into the idea that it's positive preaching, right? And it's not that. So you just be who you are because you're really lovely. And don't take the negativity from them personally. I know they're going to be in your space, in your house, and that's a hard thing. And I totally can relate to that because I have a stepmother. as we say, it, we'll say no more.
Well, I keep telling my husband this is kind of like a Cinderella story where, you know, I mean, two sisters
right.
are kind of like swirling around, and you know, here I am, the worker bee over here. So.
Right. And, you know, and if it's a case where, you know, and it's the same when people come here, when my family comes here, I do everything. I enlist my daughter to help. And my daughter-in-law is great. She helps. I don't even have to ask her. But, you know, so you want to say, Oh, Susie, would you mind putting the plates on the table? I'd really appreciate that. Okay. So so you can engage them, but you know, engage them in a kind way and say, oh, I'd really appreciate if you would help me with this. Okay. And you can take the positive one aside and even get her to help you with stuff.
Okay.
All right. There's ways that you can work it out, and you can also check out Reese Thomas's book, Discover Your Purpose, and it's about the personality profiles, because there are ways to communicate with 5 personality profiles, and it'll help you communicate with them in a different way. And he's got lots of free videos and stuff on YouTube. You can Google him. And so it sounds like your sister-in-law is probably a charismatic leader bully. And you can look him up and he'll get some really great tips there too.
Yes, she's definitely a bully.
So you can Google and find and see how to get the charismatic leader out of defense, right? And it's all about them. It's all about them. So, you know, it's like, oh, I so appreciate any little thing that they do. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's got to be all about them. And when it's not about them, look out.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
so this
I
is kind of appropriate with empowering women and Halloween coming up, where there's always someone stirring the pot.
yes, that's true, because the holidays are right around the corner, you know. And so, now is your dad passed?
Yes.
Okay, so your dad's coming through, and he's actually laughing. All right. Because I feel like your family isn't like that at all. And,
no.
And he's kind of laughing, but at the same time, you know, he kind of feels bad for you in a little bit away. And do you talk to him all the time? Because he's saying, talk.
Well, what does he look, I actually had 2 dads. You know, my stepdad was more of a dad to me. I don't know which one you're talking about.
It's the one that you talk to all the time.
That would probably, well, in my head, I've been talking to my dad a little bit more lately about his brother, but I'm talking to my stepdad is more like, you know, the life lesson kind of guy that helped me through everything.
Right. Yeah. So this is that he says, yes, he says the stepdad, because on the side, there's no step, there's no half, there's no, you know, it's dad, it's sister, it's brother, it's, there's no half stuff or step on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come through, and you know, as the he comes through as the dad. So it's the one who raised you as the dad.
Yes. Okay, that's my stepdad.
Yeah, he's around you all the time.
Yeah, you know, I've heard this. That's not the first time that I've heard that. So he used to come to me in the form of a flag. Isn't that funny? Because he was military.
Nice. Oh, well, there
so
you go.
So he would always, whenever he wanted to get a message across to me, I would see a flag, or I would see, he was always picking up change off the ground. So I kind of know a little bit about when he's around me.
Right.
But,
right.
He also believed in contacting, you know, he said, you know, I'll talk to you later,
okay.
girl.
Honey, we're going to get cut off. Hold on. All right. So I just want to say, stay on the line. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm out of time here on the radio. You can jump over to Facebook Live. I'll take some questions there for about another 15 minutes. And I actually think I can bring people on live over there. So jump onto my Facebook page, and I'll take some people over there. So, so that's awesome, Pearl. And again, you can find me at CynthiaFontaine.com, like my Facebook page, share it with your friends. Thank you guys all so much for calling in. I'm sorry that I didn't get to all of you, but we'll do this again. Maybe I'll do it again next weekend and just take callers, because we're still in that, energy, and it's on people's minds, especially this time of year and when the holidays are around. So call back in next week if I didn't get to you. I know the queue was so full. And anyway, so call back in. I love you guys also very much. Jump over to Facebook and I'll answer questions there. Yeah, so Pearl, that's really awesome. And our loved ones will give us a symbol that we know it's them. My brother is white feathers, and there's white feathers, they can be in the most bizarre and obscure places. Like one day, I took a piece of lingerie out of my drawer and there was a white feather stuck in it.
Really? You know? Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, really.
I love that. That makes me feel so, it's kind of like soothing to your soul.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And another time, and these are like the obscure ones, because I mean, he'll drop me feathers all over the place. I got into a friend's car and there was a white feather on the floor of the car. And she said, that wasn't there before. And I just smiled and I said, that's just my brother. So they have a way of doing those things. And so but your dad again is all around you, and he doesn't say Steph. He says he's your dad. And he really raised you, and he's so proud of you. He's so proud of you. And do you have a brother also?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so he's talking about your brother, and he's just so proud of you all.
I'm kind of curious, what is he saying about my brother? Because that might be very important.
Yeah, is he struggling a little bit right now?
I believe he is, but we're estranged a little bit since my mother passed.
Yeah, and does he have PTSD or I don't know. I don't think it's the autism spectrum, but I feel like he has a little bit harder time dealing with everyday life. Does that make sense?
I don't know if the person closest to me, or are you talking about, I need a little more. I can't.
Okay. So, this, who's the B name?
D
around you.
Oh, C as in, or C or D are you saying?
No, B as in like Bob, Bill, Betty. It's a B.
Well, B would be my, both of my stepdads are B's.
Ah, oh, that's funny. Okay.
My stepdad and my dad were B's. Isn't that funny?
Okay, that is funny. That is funny. So again,
and
they're just
and
like,
you just said both of their names.
That's Bob and Bill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny because they're going. That's what I'm hearing is B B B Bob and Bill. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. They're a little bit concerned about your brother, but he's going through some stuff right now. But I feel like that. When I ask if there's anything that you can do, they're saying yes. And so maybe you want to reach out to him, and whatever happened, there's always family stuff when the loved one dies. Somebody wanted this or God didn't get that, or, there's always that sort of thing going on. But you might want to just reach out with a short, quick note, nothing special, or,
I just did that. It was his birthday a couple days ago. I just did that, and I got no response whatsoever.
That's okay. Don't just let it go. Let it go. And then around Christmas time again, you might want to drop him a card or send him a little note again. Just say, hey, thinking about you. and let it be, okay? I feel like he'll come back around, but you just have to let him sort of have some distance right now. And just by sending that, the little, you know, the little note thinking about you, that will help to keep him in the loop, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling in and taking time out of your Sunday to be here.
Oh, awesome reading. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. I'm jumping over to Facebook Live. I'll see you guys there. Okay.